Okay. But not as excited as I am for the news that Carrie dropped on me this morning. She's on a road trip, so she and I were just talking because she was bored.
I talked to her too. She called me too.
Yeah, she's bored because she's driving like 10 Florida. Hours, right?
14.
So she calls, we're talking, and I am in line to get my little Diet Coke thing that I do. And she says, oh my gosh, have you heard there is a new eye drop for people like us that can't see? And I say, no, I didn't hear that. And she goes, well, as the, what did she call herself? Fourth producer of this show that never gets any credit.
That is false.
She said, I am here to tell you, you need to look this up. And Scott, I was out to dinner the other night and I looked down at my plate. We were watching the Royals game. It was actually a bar. I looked down at my plate and I looked over at Johnny and I said, I can't see the food on the plate. And I put my glasses on.
What do you mean you couldn't see the food?
I mean, it is so blurry now. I could not see to eat it. When did that happen? That's like in the last month.
I'm telling you, I think getting cheaters has actually made it worse for you and me.
I mean, it does for everybody because you're giving yourself a crutch, so your brain learns to rely on it, and it slowly gets worse. But Dana, yours seems to be deteriorating very quickly.
It is very rapid.
Not
in the
being
last
able
year.
To see the food on your plate.
In the last
she's
year,
she's getting eye survey.
I'm not getting eye survey, but if you
it
needed
helps her
that,
GA
it
gets
will
better.
Help your GA go slower.
I mean, karma.
Listen to this, and all of the major news outlets have picked this story up. In a major medical breakthrough, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a once-daily eye drop that helps improve near vision without the need for readers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got to work on the name. It's called Viz.
Okay, that sounds like something else.
Carrie told me this. It works 10 hours with one drop in the eye.
Viz?
Viz.
Can you spell it?
Yes, Scott. V-I-Z-Z.
Of course it's two Z's.
The eye drop works by creating a mild pinhole effect that extends the eye's depth of focus, improving the ability to see things up close. Viz is fast acting with noticeable improvement within 30 minutes. Viz was approved after being tested in three major phase three clinical trials. The studies involved hundreds of participants over several weeks. Results showed that a majority of users gained a three-line improvement in near vision.
What does that even mean?
On a standard eye chart. So right now, you can't read the top line or the next line or the next line. You could read all of those.
Huh.
Everyone can read the bottom line.
I was going to say, that doesn't mean anything. I can read the smallest line even without glasses.
Oh, I can't. Not anymore.
No, I can't either.
Even more reassuring, listen to this. The safety profile, Scott, is excellent. No serious side effects were reported.
I was just about to say, would you like for me to poo-poo your good story?
This
20% of users experienced eye irritation and additional drainage.
Well, yeah, eye irritation, yes. Do you know what else causes eye irritation? Shoving contacts in your eye.
Okay. I won't do that.
I won't either. I tried it. It didn't work.
16% reported having dimmed vision.
What does
that
mean?
You can see clearly, you just can't see.
You can see clearly, you just need a flashlight.
And 13% reported having severe headaches.
Viz could be a game changer for an estimated 128 million mature Americans.
Would you consider yourself to be mature?
I didn't used to until I looked down at my burger and I was like, what the hell's on this plate? I can't see it.
You are not advised to drive heavy machinery. So you can see,
by
but
that,
you can't
you mean
drive.
A car? Sir?
May cause blurred vision. I mean, would you like for me to keep going? Sorry
no,
to keep
good.
Poking holes.
We're fine. We're fine.
Please don't urinate on my good story, Sam. I was so happy when Jerry told me this.
It's so easy. You latch onto these good news stories that are really not good news.
Yes, it is. It's a new non-surgical option. It's even on WebMD. It's on WebMD today. I'm just saying it is.
So is the fact that I've probably got cancer is on WebMD today because my tooth hurts.
Okay, Popular Science has picked it up. I'm in. And by the way, this has been around since 2021. Okay. So they've got several years under their belt.
This
I'm going to try it.
The first rendition, they had one that was called Beauty.
Beauty.
We got Viz and Beauty.
Who comes up with these names?
And Beauty had the same side effects.
Have you ever noticed that every medication either has a V, a Y, a Z, or an X in their name.
Okay, I swear to you, there was either a drug or a disclaimer the other day because I texted you, I'm almost positive, that included the word Lamborghini. And I know I'm not, I know I'm not making it up. I don't have the DVR thing set up yet, so I couldn't rewind. And I said, did he just say Lamborghini?
Hmm.
I don't know if the drug makes you wake up thinking you're driving one, if it makes you steal one.
That's safe. Wow.
From the text line, I'm an ophthalmologist. Be very weary.
Well, of course the ophthalmologists are going to say that.
And why wouldn't they? They're professionally trained. These companies are trying to get you to use their bunk medicine.
Do you know how hard it is to get FDA approval for anything?
Dana, have you listened to any of the commercials? I mean, the Hims and the Hers and all the Hers and Hims and everybody's selling medicine.
Oh, it's terrible.
And we love their products, by the way.
We do love their products because they advertise with us. What I'm saying is, hear me out. What I'm saying is that everybody is marketing medication. Watch any CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. It is nonstop medicine. I would rather trust my doctor first.
Okay, it wasn't a Lamborghini. It was lantromatigrine, which can include serious rashes that may need to be treated in a hospital or cause permanent disability or death.
My favorite side effect. Or death.
What's the commercial where people just start randomly walking down the street?
That's Ozempic.
And a guy leaves his son while they're working on a car
and they
together.
Just keep walking.
And he's like, son, you tinker with this big machine.
Let's hope that jack doesn't break.
I'm going to start walking randomly with people down the street.
That was Ozempic, yeah.
Okay.
My favorite drug name to date, though, is still Izin Kizim Abriza.
Nope.
Izin Kizim Abriza.
No, Izin. That is not a drug.
Izin Kizim Abriza. Yeah, Sky Rizzy is the name that people can pronounce, but the true drug name is Izin Kizim
and
Abriza.
And what does Sky Rizzy do?
I have no idea.
It's on the cable.
Does it make me want to walk down the street with a bunch of random strangers?
Scott, how have you not seen the Sky Rizzy ad? You cannot avoid.
Is this the one where the woman goes weirdly running into the ocean?
Sky Rizzy, otherwise known as Risen Kizim Abriza, treats adults with certain inflammatory conditions.
Like skin issues, isn't it?
Oh, like, what's that called?
Plaque psoriasis?
Yes. Thank you, Sam. Plaque psoriasis.
Psoriatic
Have you also
arthritis?
Noticed there are ailments out there we didn't even know existed until these commercials pop onto our TV?
Hmm.
It treats psoriasis.
Zentrax. And I said, Zentrax. It's the strongest male enhancement drug in the world. And it works. And he said he'd never heard of it. So I pulled up the Zentrax website and showed it to him. He started laughing. He said, are you insane, man? You can't put that junk in your body. It'll kill you. Your heart will stop. Rhino horn? Ammonia hydroxide? That's what's in meth, right?
Zentrax is made strong enough to work on the most extreme cases of erectile dysfunction. And fast.
My doctor asked me, where'd you even hear about that? And I told him, a friend. And he said, well, what's his name? And I said, well, I don't really know him, actually. And he says, but you just said he's your friend.